Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Let me tell you about a dream I had recently. I had a dream and I did some time traveling. I traveled into the future to an imaginary world where actually Joe Biden got reelected. Yeah. So, remember the Christmas Carol, the ghost of Christmas past? Well, in my dream, I met the ghost of Biden future.
You know, it was a pretty good setup for a bit from Rick Scott yesterday. Senator Rick Scott speaking from the floor of the convention yesterday. The rest of it wasn't all that interesting. I just thought it was a good setup. It was a good bit. They did not get a lot of time.
Especially the early ones.
Yeah, the early ones were like, all right, you're there. Now you're gone. There you're gone. I mean, which by the way, kept things flowing. I also, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about how the AP's kind of said it's a pep rally rather than a policy, which, of course, I mean, it always is. That may in part have been a byproduct of having to have so many speakers with such a small amount of time per that they didn't feel like they could really get into. You know, what would have been interesting, just kind of thinking about it in retrospect, is if they had given, you know, Rick Scott, okay, you got 3 minutes. We want you to talk about guns. You know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you know, you're going to have 8 minutes. We want you to talk about, you know, debt or, you know, like if they'd have kind of assigned them a subject matter instead of which, I mean, maybe they did. Maybe they just didn't want to do it that way. I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting. The closest thing to real policy and the only one that really caught my attention was Steve Scalise, of course, who was, remember, Steve was one of the people, I mean, the guy who was the most severely wounded in that attack on the congressional softball game several years ago. And he's from Louisiana, and majority whip, not trying to always remember which his exact position is in leadership. But he made mention of a policy that I hadn't even realized was under consideration.
And yes, we will end taxes on tips.
To what now? I mean, look, that's the kind of thing that taxing on tips in the United States has always been, it's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, semi-black market thing. Because, you know, the way it works is if you work in a tipped wage, you typically have some kind of protocol that you have to claim a certain amount in order to not kind of get audited by the IRS. I know when I was a waiter a long time ago, you get your minimum wage, which is below regular minimum wage, and then you have to claim your tips. And theoretically, what you're supposed to do is claim all of your tips. You know, that's the honest version.
And it's self-proclaiming.
It's self-reporting. That's exactly right. And then that, you know, that gets taken out. You know, you get FICA and all that stuff taken out on the basis of what you claim. Well, the typical rule when I was a waiter was they said, okay, look, just claim whatever your gross sales are. Claim 8% of that. We know people are tipping 15 to 20% if you're any good. This is back in the day when that was the norm. But just claim 8% and that'll keep the IRS off your backs. And, you know, so people claimed accordingly. And nobody claimed everything that they made. I mean, nobody. So when, you know, you're, but of course, these days with credit cards, and back then too, you know, you don't get as many cash tips anymore. So, and that stuff has to be recorded because it's, you know, it's an official payment. I thought it was interesting just to mention that. Because it's like they're saying some kinds of income we're not going to tax anymore, which I think is weird because you either tax income or you don't tax income. And it's one thing to say, well, we just don't have any good ability to find out how much that is. But to say, well, we're just not going to tax it anymore, I don't know. It's just kind of an odd position. It's almost like a thing you would expect from the Democrats. Like, we're just going to give away some money on this.
Well, actually, so what's interesting is there are some Democrat-run states that felt like people who are getting cash, particularly cash tips, are not self-reporting, and they're like, we need that revenue, because Democrats are actually more about bringing in more revenue, which means taxing more. And so they've been trying to pass laws now that basically says, look, all tips have to go to the management, and then the management can divvy out the tips.
Okay, so this is protection against that.
Yes, so this is actually we're anti-Democrat policy here.
Okay.
We're going to fight for you against you. If you live in a Democrat state where they're forcing your tips to be divvied out by management.
That makes sense.
Then we're going to protect you. That's the
The premise behind it. If we take away your ability to tax it, that we take away your justification for playing, you know, Robin Hood with the tips or whatever. Okay. Yep. Which is true, because, you know, if you're a server and you make good money, you know, you don't want to pool tips.
By the way, I have zero problems admitting right on the air. I've never, when I waited tables, I never claimed. I would fill up my taxes like, you only made $5,000 this year? I'm like, yep, that's all I made.
No money in tipping. Yep. I don't know how I'm living on this. $2 an hour. You know, it's impossible.
Yep, exactly.
So, you know, Steve Scalise had a couple of other interesting comments. We'll come back to that in just a second. The other voice you're hearing this morning, by the way, is Bobby Rossi. He is our program director. You don't hear him as much on the radio, but he's responsible for everything that's on the radio, basically. That's everything you hear. Everything.
Great. Thank you for that. Wonderful.
In terms of making sure that it plays and sounds right, and he doesn't get to make editorial choices about a lot of stuff, but a lot of stuff he does, you know, because he makes like the promos and things like that. But people don't, you know, they know you from when you used to host Pensacola Right Now, but then he had just the scheduling issues, basically, is why he stepped away from that. So that's the other voice you hear. I'm, of course, Andrew McKay here in Milwaukee for the RNC. John Pickens back in Pensacola has traffic on the fives.
I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Not seeing any delays there. Seeing a little bit of delay if you're on Highway 90 in Milton trying to get to East Milton. You're going to see some delays there. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Just a reminder, this broadcast is brought to you in part by Barberry Plumbing, and we appreciate the sponsors making this broadcast here in Milwaukee a possibility. Back to Steve Scalise talking last night about the shooting in particular and what happened thereafter. But this is not about the shooting on President Trump. This is about years before when he had been the victim of the shooting at the congressional softball game. Or is it? I guess it's baseball. The congressional baseball game. You're right.
Now, lastly, I need to say something about Saturday's attempt on President Trump's life. Many of you know I was the survivor of a politically motivated shooting in 2017. Not many know that while I was fighting for my life, Donald Trump was one of the first to come console my family at the hospital.
And he says,
that's the kind of leader he is. Courageous under fire, compassionate towards others. Let's put Donald Trump back in the White House this November.
And I will tell you, that was clearly the message over the last 2 days, is Donald Trump is not the guy you think he is. Donald Trump is caring, compassionate, sensitive. I don't know which parts of this message are done in coordination or not, but if you remember Melania's letter to the nation, I think that was, you know, she wrote it herself, but also probably had some input as well as, hey, we need to remind people that, you know, the president is a person. He's not a persona only, which is a very easy thing to assume. You know, you can forget that he's a dad and a grandpa. And, you know, I think it was Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say between what Steve Scalise did there, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, mm-hmm. and Laura Trump, mm-hmm. they're really trying to promote the humanity of Donald J. Trump.
Absolutely. And the reminder that this is a guy who's got kids and grandkids and a wife. And
I even told you, I was like, I forgot he's got 10 grandkids.
Yeah, right.
Tonight, I'm asking you to vote. Not for the Donald Trump you see flashed on your TV every day, splashed across the headlines. Tonight, I'm asking you to vote for the Donald Trump that Luke and Carolina call grandpa. I'm asking you to vote for the Donald Trump that my husband Eric calls dad. I'm asking you to vote for the Donald Trump that I call my father-in-law. I'm asking you to vote for the Donald Trump who can and will make America great once again for all of us. Thank you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
And that was Laura Trump, who spoke last night. She was the keynote address. Kind of just interesting side note, security around Laura Trump was different than security for anybody else. I mean, you had senators and people speaking all day long. You know, you had Rick Scott and Marco Rubio, and you had Governor DeSantis and Sarah Sanders. And then all of a sudden, we looked down at the stage, and right in front of the stage, there was suddenly a 15-foot perimeter around the podium. You were not going to just wander up next to, and the podium itself is, you know, 5 or 6 feet back off of the front of the stage. But there was nobody just wandering around 25 feet from Laura Trump. And, you know, it's not like there was a problem, but it's just you noticed if you're paying attention, which is makes perfect sense after, A, the Iran threat, B, the actual assassination attempt where Trump got shot, and just in general kind of what we've seen, including, you know, a guy yesterday getting arrested for carrying an AK-47 in a weapons bag outside of the event wearing a ski mask, you know. What did he have in mind? We don't know. But let's just say they are on alert. And I thought this message that came from several of the speakers about President Trump was you start to pick up these themes, and these themes aren't likely to have been just by accident. Like even Sarah Huckabee Sanders made a comment when she was speaking.
When I was President Trump's White House press secretary, the best job.
Which catapulted her into being the governor of Alabama.
I got the
Arkansas,
chance to take my 4-year-old son, Huck, to bring your kid to work day. Much like Jill now drags Joe to bring your husband to work day.
Another brutal line, by the way, really. But this was pretext for telling the story about, you know, one time her kid had come to work and saw her at a distance.
The gracious person he is.
And basically ran at the president. You think, and then he tries to kind of bend down and go to the kid, and then the kid, well, here, I'll just play the clip because it's entertaining.
And while I was briefing the president on the upcoming event in the Oval Office, all of the kids who were attending that day gathered in the Rose Garden getting ready to meet him. And we were walking out onto that beautiful, perfect colonnade. And I saw out of the corner of my eye that my son Huck was running full speed directly at the President of the United States. Being the gracious person he is, President Trump bent down to give him a big hug. And right in front of everyone, Huck sidestepped the president. Completely ignoring him in front of everyone and ran straight into my arms. For my 4-year-old son, the most powerful man in the world had nothing on his mom.
I mean, it's a great story, but it sets up this comment.
But because he's the amazing man he is, President Trump didn't mind at all. After all, he's a dad to 5 unbelievable kids and a grandfather to 10.
It's one of those things that it's kind of like, you know, because you know his kids are so high profile, but you don't think of, I mean, maybe Barron is the closest thing where you see Barron around, you think of him as a dad. You don't really think of him as a dad when you see, you know, Eric and Don Jr., right? And you never think of him as, you know, like Grandpa Donald.
Yeah, definitely not.
That's so contrary to the persona that he's created over the years that, you know, and I get it because it's a distinction they want to draw between him and Joe Biden. But there was definitely an aspect of let's remind people he's a person. And, you know, that's every bit as much a part of him. I still have been surprised by, and I'm sure they're showing it a fair amount on the actual TV, but every time I look up, they're cutting on the video feed to the president's reaction to things. Mm-hmm. He's always smiling.
Yeah.
Like, just happy to be there, you know, which is not the demeanor that you're used to seeing.
I was a little concerned every time. So I do want to say 2 things that you just brought up, the themes. We're definitely seeing a theme of unity, and we're definitely seeing a theme of
humanity
of Donald J. Trump. So it makes me wonder on Thursday, how much of those messages are really going to be pushed on
Thursday? I agree.
Of it just, this is the guy, and we're going to hear all these anecdotal stories about him all day long on Thursday in those sessions. But the other thing was, when it comes to what we've been seeing, is I like what you just said. Every time they showed him, but every time I heard any speaker bring up the shooting or the attempted assassination, I just kept thinking, like, don't show. I don't want to see the president's reaction.
Right.
Like,
it's been 3 days.
Yeah. Is it like, please, like, guys,
let him have his time.
Yeah.
Right.
Have a little bit more respect. Let's not bring it up over and over so cavalier.
Right. In front of the guy who was the victim.
Exactly. I'm like, are you
one of
just
the victims
trying to create PTSD for the guy? Like, it's just what. And once again, it's like, he's human.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So he almost died, and you keep reminding him, hey, how you doing over there? You almost died a few days ago.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's not a great comparison, but it's the closest I've gotten personal experience. You know, I've been in some very bad traffic accidents, and, you know, it's like, okay, so you flip your car, you break your collarbone. That's one of my accidents. You almost kill your girlfriend because she would have been in the car, but she wasn't. That's a real thing that happened to me. And, you know, and then 3 days later, I'm at a family event, and people start talking about their, you know, how bad their car wrecks. I'm like, stop. Yeah. You know, like, that's, yeah, you're right. It's a like, you know, just give him some time to, you know, heal because the effects can be major.
I'm not saying ignore it, but whew,
yeah.
Don't push it like you do. They've been doing.
I totally agree. 625 on News Radio Pensacola. We are in Milwaukee for RNC coverage. John Pickens in Pensacola with traffic on the fives.
I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Seeing some delays on Highway 90. From Pace to Pensacola, you're going to expect some delays through that construction zone and watch your speed there. Other than that, traffic is good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're 64 years old, turning 65, or retiring, and you're going to make the switch from what you've generally had in the past, which is regular health insurance, over onto Medicare, hey, listen up. This is actually very easy to do, but I know you've probably been getting phone calls and letters and people kind of almost harassing you, making it seem like this is a big deal and it's scary and you got to do it with them or what. No, look, this is very easy. The questions you have are very easy to answer. What supplement? What's Advantage? What's Medicaid? What is prescription drug coverage? All of this stuff is no big deal. I know because my good friend Ricky Stewart handles exactly this. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one slice of it that she handles, and she can help you because she's helped loads of other people just like you make this transition. 341-2185 or look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
2017. According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His wingman later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 6:29 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, live from the Republican National Convention, and David Wayne is back in Pensacola with our headlines for us. David?
Convicted Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed's lawyers want the state of New Mexico to release her from prison after Alec Baldwin's charges were dismissed last week. Attorneys filed a motion for a new trial or dismissal for severe and ongoing discovery violations this week. The court filing called the discovery violation, which resulted in Baldwin's case being dismissed, egregious.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. We are, as I said, we are broadcasting live here from Milwaukee. Lots of insights to share with you, including from Bobby Rossi, who is here with me as well. I still maintain, though, that I feel super safe inside this perimeter right now, and even outside it with all the roaming bike cops around.
Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance speaks at the Republican convention tonight. We've heard from former President Trump primary rivals, including Nikki Haley.
For the sake of our nation, we have to go with Donald Trump.
Let's make the 45th president of the United States the 47th president of the United States.
And that's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. President Biden speaks to the NAACP convention in Las Vegas.
I promised myself, I promised America, that my administration would look like America.
Polls show he lost support of some black voters. He addresses a convention of a Hispanic advocacy group, Unidos, in Las Vegas today. And it's being reported that the president is considering a push for term limits and an enforceable ethics code for the Supreme Court justices. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It is partly cloudy this morning, beautiful morning right now, 80 degrees in Pensacola. The Florida Highway Patrol says a 41-year-old Pensacola woman that was wanted for a fatal hit-and-run crash last June has now been arrested. The Florida Highway Patrol says that Jessica Elizabeth Hendrickson was arrested yesterday in Kentucky. That's one day after a warrant had been issued for her arrest. Hendrickson was taken into custody after a traffic stop on U.S. 41. A tag alert apparently had been issued to local law enforcement on her boyfriend's vehicle. FHP says Hendrickson hit and killed a 61-year-old bicyclist, Jeff Nichols, on Sereno Road last June, then fled the scene. Nichols was a Navy vet who retired after 20 years as a master chief. So far, there's no word on what charges Hendrickson could face. A local development company looking to add to the beauty and business next to Blue Wahoo Stadium at Community Maritime Park. This week, Pensacola city leaders heard about development plans being submitted by Inspired Communities of Florida and E.J. Smith Enterprises, a company owned by football legend Emmett Smith. In addition to a four-star hotel, there would be an apartment building with 240 to 280 units.
My belief is this. We need housing of every kind. Every kind. We'll take market rate, we'll take 120, we'll take 100, we'll take 80. Do I expect every kind will please every person? No, it won't. But we are in a housing crisis at every turn.
Mayor D.C. Reeves says an apartment building would be 12 stories high, which would be allowed thanks to provisions in Florida's Live Local Act. The developer also intends to designate 40% of the units as workforce housing, between 80 and 120% of the area median income. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says there's still no suspects in that ambush-style triple homicide from West Jackson Square. One of the victims was Trayshawn Powers. His mother says she thinks somebody has to have information.
I still wasn't believing it because I'm like, no, this just can't be real. My son is not gone. My son is not gone. And like right now, I'm just still in disbelief. It's hard living day to day with this.
Investigators say that shooting happened on April 28th. Powers and two other victims were sitting in a parked car when they were attacked. Since then, there have been several other ambush-style shootings that could potentially be connected. A Florida man is accused of threatening to kill President Biden. Court records released this week show Gadsden County's Jason Alday was arrested for statements allegedly made over the last month. The Secret Service was contacted when Alday allegedly told a healthcare provider he didn't like Biden and wanted to slit his throat. Alday also allegedly asked on X if he should, quote, finish him off, referring to Biden, and made another post also about slitting his throat. Alday's lawyer says his client, though, has mental health issues and is not capable of carrying out those threats. 6:35. here at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing this morning?
Well, it's brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call them by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're traveling southbound on Davis, heading up to Olive Road, you're going to see some delays starting around the University Parkway, and University's backed up there also. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to have another perfect summertime day with scattered showers and thunderstorms. 60% chance of rain overall. Outside of that, going to be seeing sunny skies and hot temperatures. High this afternoon near 92 degrees with a heat advisory in place. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Thursday, we're going to be seeing a very similar forecast with a 60% chance of rain. Otherwise, mostly sunny. High near 91, low near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 80 degrees in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Taylor Swift effect continues. Southwest Airlines announced it is adding over 10 new flights to accommodate Swifties flying to New Orleans and Miami for the pop star's performances this fall. Both cities are hosting three consecutive Taylor Swift concerts each, and attendance could easily surpass Super Bowl numbers. New direct routes will be added from Baltimore, Washington, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Austin, Texas. Amazon Prime Day is here, and experts are reminding consumers to be wary of scams. In an updated guidance, the Better Business Bureau reminded consumers to watch out for lookalike websites, too-good-to-be-true social media ads, and unsolicited emails or calls during sales events this month. Last month, the agency published a report that said it received a record number of phishing reports in 2023. Reports are also trending up so far for this year. Futures are moderately lower. The Dow Industrials gained 742 yesterday. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us today at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
And we go a little something like this. Hit it. I dig it. Come on.
Good to be back in Milwaukee. This time last year, I was a candidate for U.S. president, and I'm proud to say that I achieved the impossible, which is that most of you actually know how to say my name by now. So thank you for that.
Vivek Ramaswamy, I would say this. The people were excited to see him, about as excited as several other speakers, maybe not quite to the degree of Ron DeSantis, who probably got the biggest applause of the night, or among the top couple. Sarah Huckabee Sanders got it. Katie Britt. Huge response for her coming up. Vivek, I don't know. It wasn't a great speech from him. I was expecting more from him, honestly, just in terms of, I know he's a fire breather and he loves to say interesting things, and it was fine. Okay. It was okay.
If you want to seal the border, vote Trump. If you want to restore law and order in this country, vote Trump. If you want to reignite the economy in this country, vote Trump. If you want to revive national pride in this country, vote Trump. If you want to make America great again, vote Trump.
I mean, he really is a gifted public speaker. He knows how to rouse a crowd. I couldn't quite tell for sure. I don't have any legal medical training in this field. I think his forehead's bigger than it's ever been before. Wow. But he is a very good speaker. And some of the things, okay, again, I'm always thinking about this in terms of, you know, how does this message fit in with the other things that the RNC is trying to promote and that the Trump campaign is trying to promote? And when you watch it and you think about it, you really do see some of these themes. For example,
there is one more reason I'm going to ask you to vote Trump, and it's the most important one. It's the one the media won't talk about, but it's the truth. Donald Trump is the president who will actually unite this country, not through empty words, but through action. Because you know what? Success is unifying. Excellence is unifying. That's who we are as Americans. That's who we've always been.
So can I just say, as a philosopher, I'm not sure I agree with that, because success breeds complacency and people feel comfortable, which is when they fight and bicker because the important stuff is solved. It's actually adversity and suffering and tragedy that creates a lot of unity. That's why 9/11 created unity.
But also think about this, the success also breeds contempt.
Right.
We've seen that in America over and over and over. People root for you until you reach the pinnacle.
Right.
Once you reach the pinnacle, then they're starting to root for your fall. We see that with like Notre Dame for years and years and years. People hate Notre Dame. Why do you hate Notre Dame? Because they always win.
Right.
Because you see that with Alabama now. It hits home here. Of course, people in Alabama and everything love Alabama. For a while, everybody loved Alabama. But then after you've been on the top for so long,
we're sick of this already. Come on now.
Exactly. Yeah. So I disagree with that philosophically speaking as well. I'm like, I don't know where you're getting that statement from. And there's something else he's forgetting. Yes, he could unify. There's a possibility he could unify the country and everything. If it wasn't for the mainstream media,
I'll just say that. And no, it's fair. And that there was a, you know what? I'm going to step outside here for this just one second. I was not going to cover this much today, but it was so
out there for a second.
No, like I'm going to leave the room.
Step outside. Wait, what? This is not part of the plan, Andrew.
So when, I'm going here to find the clip from Biden because it was so stunning to me when Biden's interview with Lester Holt. When he, put this interview together and, I haven't talked about this yet. I probably will talk about it, tomorrow, the day after, more in depth, but, it was funny to me because, he gets angry at Lester Holt, who keeps challenging him about like the debate and his, mental health, which is still the question a lot of people have. Listen to this though.
Just ask a question because the idea that you may or may not have seen what some of these other folks have seen. You're not on the same.
I'd have to see. I was there. I had to see it.
But his responses have shown that he does not understand how bad it was for him, and he still has not watched the debate, okay? I was there. We know, sir. That's the problem.
I had to see it. I was there. And by the way, seriously, you won't answer the question, but why didn't the press talk about all the lies he told? Well, I haven't read anything about that.
We have reported many of the issues that came up during that debate.
No, you haven't.
But we'll provide you with them.
God love you.
Okay.
Y'all have been giving me cover for all these years. Where are you? Where's my protection in the media? And this has been a theme. You saw people complaining. Actually, John Stewart called out the media for this because, nobody's reporting on, how come they aren't being harsher about Trump? Have 8 years not been enough? maybe it's a difference from the norm, but yes, if it weren't for such a clear effort by many in the mainstream media, ordinary media, to do everything they can to rip Trump apart, will the truth really get out over the course of time? Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll come back to this in just a second. I'm Andrew McKay in Milwaukee for the RNC. John Pickens back in Pensacola with traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delays if you're on Davis Highway and Johnson Avenue right in front of the hospital there. Seeing delays there. Also, scrolling on down to, if you're still on Davis, right at Olive in both directions, we're seeing some traffic on the southbound part. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Vivek Ramaswamy last night.
To those of you watching this at home tonight, I'd like to deliver a message that the media doesn't want you to hear from the Republican Party. Our message to Black Americans is this. The media has tried to convince you for decades that Republicans don't care about your communities, but we do. We want for you what we want for every American. Safe neighborhoods, clean streets, good jobs, a better life for your children, and a justice system that treats everyone equally, regardless of your skin color and regardless of your political beliefs.
Again, the clear outreach to Black voters, to young voters, to people who have disagreed historically with Republicans or President Trump.
And you know what? If you're at home and you disagree with everything I just said, our message to you is this. We will still defend to the death your right to say it, because that is who we are as Americans. We are the country where we can disagree like hell and still get together at the dinner table at the end of it. That is the America I know. That is the America we miss.
So I don't know how many Gen Zers or Black voters or, pick your group that might be opposed to Republicans traditional. I don't know how many of them are watching the convention or picking up on any of these messages, but these are the messages, is grow the party, unite with people who haven't historically been in line with us. And, hey, even if you disagree with us, we're going to do a better job of protecting you from Putin or from crime or from anything or from the bad economy. We will create the context within which you want to live. And if you want to disagree with us, that's fine. But put us in power. We'll take care of you. we'll make sure that America gets back to being what America is supposed to be. And, then you can have your disagreements with us. That's fine, but we're going to take care of that stuff. Clearly, that was a theme. 437-1620, if you want to weigh in on any of this or disagree with me, you're always welcome to disagree with me about anything that we're doing here on the Pensacola Morning News. The broadcast today is brought to you in part by DeFranco Gas, and we appreciate our sponsors making all of this possible to broadcast up here from Milwaukee at the RNC. I'm Andrew McKay. If you have any kind of a plumbing need, a drip, a leak, a weird sound in the wall, you want to reclaim your Tupperware from underneath the toilet or the sink, right? You're better than that, by the way. Call Barbary Plumbing. They will take care of you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes, so you know in advance what it's going to cost. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Thinking about a side hustle? Why not turn your hobby into a home-based business with a home embroidery machine from Daryl's of Pensacola? Daryl's Sewing has many embroidery machines to choose from, and they have single-needle or multi-needle machines, plus plenty of thread and supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Good morning, 6:52 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay in Milwaukee, and in the newsroom back in Pensacola home base, we have David Wang with our headlines. David?
Well, memorial service plans have been announced for the man who was killed in the Trump assassination attempt. Corey Campreitor was shot last Saturday. A public visitation for him is being held tomorrow. The 2024 Emmy nominations are being announced later this morning. Actors Tony Hale and Cheryl Lee will unveil this year's nominees at 10:30 this morning. The actual award ceremony taking place September 15th. And Andrew, environmental advocates want Amazon to stop using fossil fuels when they deliver packages. Apparently, there were some protesters gathered outside of the Amazon headquarters in Seattle yesterday. On the first day of Prime Day, I guess, was the significance of that. And the demonstrators had painted messages on the roadway saying, Amazon, wrong way on climate, and had big banners depicting their Amazon vans with black smoke pouring out. So I guess they need to get a fleet of Cybertrucks.
Yeah, right. Well, I was also thinking, you know, which is always the question is, okay, so they want to get electric vehicles doing the deliveries. Do we have, like, the certified not produced by a coal plant electric vehicles only? You know, like, right. We need the green electricity and the non-green electricity, because when it comes out of the socket, you don't know the difference. You know, it's one thing to not have it at the tailpipe, but if the charging plate is connected to a plant somewhere, who cares? It hasn't made any difference whatsoever. It's so.
It's
but
it such
makes
a you
symbolic,
feel better, Andrew. Makes you
it is,
feel better.
It is 100%. The left thing is we want to feel better without, you know, thinking through this too deeply. And as long as we can feel better about some superficial analysis, then that's all that really matters for us right now. I mean, that's not everything. I'm just, you know, that is absolutely on this issue. David, thank you so much for the update. 437-1620, 437-1620. That is my phone number. So, Bobby,
by the way, they don't want electric vehicles. They want them to be delivered by drone.
Oh, I see.
We're going to have just an army of drones littering the sky, delivering Amazon.
But not creating unemployment either. You know, we got to make sure.
Yeah, that's true.
We got to make
sure. They have to be manually operated, but in a control center.
That's right.
Each hub. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so you and I had an experience yesterday that doesn't really have anything to do with the RNC, except that it happened to be here. Yeah. In Milwaukee. I'll tell you about that in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about. Traffic is flowing smoothly. Seeing some delays right now at Cervantes and 9th Avenue going east and westbound, so just be careful there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Broadcast from Milwaukee, brought to you in part by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. And I don't know if they want to be mentioned in this segment or not, but it's okay. We love their coverage and their support of us. You and I were at the Baird Center yesterday, which is the big event center here, the convention center. It's not where the arena is, but it's attached to it. And we're just, you know, came from the hotel. We drove in, and we wanted to take a bathroom break. So we go, and we're looking for the men's bathroom, which is what you do. There wasn't one. What there was instead was an all-gender restroom. And it had a picture, which I've seen these before, you know, of the woman silhouette with the skirt, the man silhouette with the pants, and then the half and half silhouette. I don't know what that is exactly, but because I've never seen anybody dress half as a man, half as a woman. But, you know, it's meant to be like everybody else. Okay. And we're like, okay, what's an all-gender restroom? And I thought it would be just like a family restroom. Like, you know, you'd go in here and there'd be like four rooms and you'd have one of, like when you go to the gas station, there's like one of. No, no, no. You walk in and it's just open aperture. You walk in and there's five or six sinks, and then there's a row of closed door stalls, and you just pick your stall, and coming out of one of those stalls was a, I don't know, 35, 40 year old woman who's inside the room with everybody else and washing her hands. And so you stall yourself and then you communal wash hands.
Yes.
I'm like, I've never in my life, had this experience before. It just was weird.
I saw it when she came out of that stall, because I was in front of you.
Yeah.
When she came out of that stall and I saw her, I had that spike of adrenaline that sometimes I've walked in the
I went the wrong one. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly. And then she just goes, she saw the look
she
on my
saw
face.
It, yeah.
And she just goes, yep.
You didn't do wrong. They did. Now, what I also thought was kind of funny about it, because that experience was, and again, this is not our, but, you know, it's Milwaukee, okay? You know, and I'm sure it's common in some places, Europe, but, you know, not as common here. And then the other funny thing to me was, same wall, they did have a family restroom, which is more like a larger, but it's for one, you know, one facility, basically. And the silhouette outline there was family restroom with a woman with the dress skirt, you know, kind of, and a man with the pants, and then the little baby holding up the hands, or the child holding up the hands with the man and the woman. And I thought, because I do the transgressors, and I know how to think like people, I'm like, well, that is, you know, that is very cisgender, cisnormative. You know, that is very heteronormative. That's, you know, how dare they assume?
They should have had three signs on there. One that was the one that you saw. The next one was
whatever.
Two females with the child, and another one, two males with the child. And then they should have had two of the half and half. Yeah.
Or they could have gone half-half, child, half-half.
Yeah, exactly.
As a, like, wild card, child, wild card. You know, then.
You know what? We're still not right. Why are we talking about the child? It should have been a question mark.
Oh, because the child doesn't know.
The child does not know.
That's right.
Gender.
Nobody can know. Nobody can assign it. Yeah, you know, you're right about that. Because the child does look a little bit like a male because it doesn't have a skirt.
Yeah, we need to have a tiny question mark in between the guardians, the legal guardians, because they can't be parents.
The caretakers.
The caretakers.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not doing transgressors this week because I have no chance I'm going to be able to get that written tomorrow while we're watching the convention and everything else. But so that was your brief taste of the transgressors, unscripted. But yeah, that was a weird. It was a It was a growth moment for us, I guess. I don't know. It was something I never experienced before. We saw Coast Guard helicopters overhead, the 60s, the Black Hawk you think of for the Army. And all I could think the whole time was, because we're doing all this NAS Pensacola stuff, is trained at Whiting, trained at NAS Pensacola, somehow or other, those people came from here.
You're listening to...